Now that the Super Bowl is over, it's time for the big game, the labor battle between NFL owners and NFL players. If the 2011 NFL season is completely scrapped, you can blame either side. But the real culprit here is government meddling in what should be a purely private process. Let's take a look at how we got here. The NFL Players Association was formed in 1956 and was mostly ignored by NFL owners until the Supreme Court ruled that, unlike Major League Baseball, the NFL could not be treated as a single entity, but as separate teams subject to federal antitrust law. That means that league-wide standards, like a salary cap, were illegal, because it would be considered collusion between competing entities. With that out of the way, the NFLPA then petitioned the National Labor Relations Board to become a certified union, giving them a government-granted monopoly on collective bargaining. So these days, NFL players don't have the right to negotiate their own contracts outside of the union. Of course, owners aren't at all innocent when it comes to abusing government intervention. Hundreds of millions of public dollars have been spent by local governments on stadium construction over the years, and now owners are claiming that maintenance costs on these lavish monstrosities have become too burdensome. So they voted to opt out of the current collective bargaining agreement. Now the union is threatening to decertify, because by relinquishing their government-granted status as a single bargaining entity, they can run back to the government and sue owners for violating federal antitrust laws. Let's check the replay. Owners convince the government to make taxpayers foot the bill for luxury stadiums, then claim the maintenance costs are so high they have to opt out of their contract with the government-approved union, who in turn threatens to relinquish that government-granted status so they can use government-created antitrust regulation to sue the owners in federal court. Regardless of who you're rooting for, this mess wouldn't exist without government getting in the way. Hey ref, let 'em play.